This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of our state's new laws.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 29.
Among those measures that have already taken effect is House Bill 2909. Senator Mike Bernsketer of Jefferson City handled this proposal in the upper chamber. This new law redraws Missouri's congressional maps.
I believe the map does a good job of balancing all of Missouri's regions and their differing views and interests in various congressional districts.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says he started to wonder if the courts would have to decide redistricting.
I have been told so many times on legislation, oh, don't worry, the courts are going to throw this out, and they don't. Or, you know, this one's going to be fine, we made this change, don't worry about it, and then it gets thrown out.
House Bill 2909 became law upon the governor's signature.
We have worked on election integrity measures really over the last couple of legislative sessions.
The finished product, it is far from perfect.
House Bill 1878 is this year's election reform legislation. Senator Tony Lukemire of Parkville is among the supporters.
We wanted to make sure that we were tightening up our state's election laws so we didn't see some of the concerns that were being expressed elsewhere around the country come to roost here in Missouri.
Despite her opposition to some portions of this new law, Senator Jill Shupercreve Coeur says she does like some aspects of it.
Unless the need for a photo ID is overturned, we'll have 2 weeks of no-excuse absentee voting.
House Bill 1878 features some items that will become law after this year.
House Bill number 2005 be taken.
House Bill 2005 relates to eminent domain. Senator Jason Bean of Holcomb handled this proposal in the upper chamber.
We believe we have a workable piece of legislation that keeps Missouri open for business while ensuring we aren't taken advantage of simply because of our geographic location.
Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City points out rural electric cooperatives will not be included in the new law.
Your electricity is controlled by a company instead of a cooperative. Light bill will possibly go up about $20 a month.
House Bill 2005 will take effect on August 28th.
Started off as our victims of sexual assault package.
Was started with our Sexual Assault Survivors Bill of Rights.
Senate Bills 775, 751, and 640 relates to judicial proceedings. Senator Holly Thompson Rader of Scott City is the sponsor.
It had really good language in it to help in several areas for victims of sexual assault and violence.
Senator Shoup says lawmakers spent several months moving toward getting this sent to the governor.
From prosecutors to people who work in sexual assault and domestic violence to public safety people to make sure we had a strong bill.
Senate Bills 775, 751, and 640 will also become law on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.